The September 11th terrorist attacks have reminded many Americans of their mortality. An increasing number of people are writing their wills. More are drafting ethical wills. It's an effort to pass down not just the family's valuables, but also the family's values. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Some of the most haunting stories from September 11th were those of so many people in the Twin Towers and on the planes that crashed who were frantically dialing their cell phones trying to get a message to a husband, mother, sister, or son.
There was a woman who was just hysterical being interviewed. Her child was in child care, and she just really needed to talk to her child, and she couldn't. And I heard how panicked she was, and I didn't ever want to be panicked like that.
38-year-old Paula Feinman lives in Newton, a suburb just west of Boston. She's the kind of mom who doesn't let her 5- and 8-year-old girls out the door without trading I love yous. But September 11th has left her frantic that she may not always be around to keep reminding them as they grow up.
If, God forbid, the worst happens and I can't communicate with my child, how can I how can I be the one who gives them the message that I want them to hear after I'm dead?
Feinman's solution was to write her kids an ethical will.
What is it?
Oh, it's this, it's a thing that sometimes parents write for their children about all the important things that they do and how much they love them.
Can you also make one for Rachel?
Yeah, it's for both of you.
Okay.
Emma, the 5-year-old, turns back to her toys as Feinman clutches a wad of Kleenex and begins to read. Her 2-page letter is a cross between a farewell kiss and a last lecture from Mom.
We want you to know that people in need are everywhere, maybe even right down the street, and that it's only luck and grace that keeps us on the giving side. I also want you to know that there's no shame in accepting help and that it's okay to ask when you need it.
Feinman's one of a growing number of people choosing to write an ethical will, a kind of treatise on their family values and principles that goes beyond the usual record of who gets what from the family silver. Many who write them are aging baby boomers, holding fast to their 60s ideals that there's more to life than money. Others, who've made fast fortunes, are looking to pass on their life lessons along with their loot.
Hi, Paul. It's Marcia Breyer calling. How are you?
Good.
Marcia Breyer runs a business ghostwriting ethical wills. Family Legacy Services in Needham, Massachusetts, charges between $2,000 and $10,000 a job. And Breyer says business is way up since September 11th.
We've gotten a tremendous amount of I have a list of people on my desk that have not yet been called, just because I can't get to it.
Breyer says many people turn to ethical wills because of how little they can communicate in traditional estate planning. They can try, like the man who thought he'd send his son a message about the importance of education by offering the boy a Porsche only if he got his Ph.D. Breyer says there's a fine line between trying to pass down values and trying to reach out from the grave and control or manipulate a family member. She says she's turned down business from people more interested in insults and vengeance than family values.
I always talk about that as unethical uses of an ethical will.
Dr. Barry Baines wrote a book called Ethical Wills, Putting Your Values on Paper. He says the bitter, guilt-tripping, or gotta-get-in-a-last-jab kinds of ethical wills are as old as ethical wills themselves. Bain says the idea goes back to the Old Testament when a dying Jacob offers his last blessings and instructions to his sons.
But in addition, he calls a number of his sons on the carpet, telling them they're worthless. He wouldn't give them his last shekel if his life depended on it. And he really was pretty nasty in that regard.
Bain says his introduction to ethical wills was a loving note left to him by his father, a demanding and critical man who in the end left a letter long on praise. The words still mean a lot, Bain says, even to an accomplished and grown man.
Tell us about what you're drawing, Emma.
The sun.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it sounds pretty yellow.
Sounds pretty yellow. It goes away too soon these days, doesn't it?
At home with her 2 girls, Paula Feinman says if she goes away too soon, her kids can always take comfort from the love and lessons she's put on paper. But she says writing her ethical will has been as much for her own benefit as for her kids.
This is part of sort of my knowing it's okay if I die, in a way. I mean, it's not okay with me if I die, obviously, but that I did what I needed to do before I died. And that I tied up the ends.
Feynman says she's trying not just to write what's important to her, but to live it as well. As long as she's still around, she says, the best way to teach her girls her values is by example. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Newton, Massachusetts.